Okay. So this topic of mine, your bliss is in your body. That's just kind of funny to me. My little subtitle is Willingness, Mindfulness, and Trust. So what I want to talk to you about, as far as our bliss is in our body, is the difference between living sort of half in, half out, and living all the way in our body. So I'm going to talk about disassociation and being grounded. Now, I'm using my definitions. I figure I'm a jazz musician of sorts, and I can make up my own definition. So if this isn't your normal definition of what those two words mean, then this, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. So to me, when I'm disassociating, I'm sort of like floating out of my body. I'm not all here. And grounding is like really being in my body, really being present. So most people they say, oh, well, people that disassociate have been traumatized, abused, stressed, blah, blah, blah. Well, what qualifies me for this, I guess I'll just give the background. So I've had plenty of trauma in my childhood, sex things, verbal things. Thank God no one ever really hit me, except my brother did once, but I deserved it. He just gave me a little bloody nose, but that was okay. So I've also had basically chronic illness since I was 5, chronic pain since I was 15. So for me to say, you know, my bliss is in my body, it's just like I have had to come a long way to get to that point, because I have had every reason that I can think of to hate my body for it betraying me, not doing what I want, not looking the way I want it to, not looking or working the way other people want it to. And also it feels like crap. I mean, I'm almost always tired. I mean, why you guys don't see a lot of me is because I don't have the energy. Now, I'm working on that. And also some wonderful things have come from me living in this body. So I came up with the idea of this talk because in the fall I'm a voice teacher, I teach piano. And because of all these issues I've had with my body that I'm living in, I've done a lot of work with Alexander technique, breathing, and I tell my singers, you know, becoming a singer is like becoming a person aware in their body. You can't not be aware of what's going on, because literally your body is your instrument. And really that's true for every single person in this room, whether you sing a note or not. Your body is your instrument. It's what your soul's living in. So I was doing these breath workshops, and I did one this fall, and I noticed, you know, the week before, of course, all hell broke loose in my body. My pelvis was out of whack. My neck was out of whack. I was like, and I didn't have time to go see the chiropractor. I'm like, okay, well, let's see if this stuff really works the way you say it does. And so I practiced, and I stayed in my body, and I breathed through my stretches, and I did all the things that I knew to work, and it actually worked. And it was the most grounded, spiritually, mentally, physically, and the least pain I had been in spiritually, physically, emotionally, in a really long time. And I thought, wow, I should do a talk on this. So I told Mary that, and I was like, oh, yeah. So she said yes, which was great. And then the holidays happened. Lovely. So then I have the family and all of these things pulling me out, and it's like, oh, yeah, that workshop's out of the way. That's great. And I regressed, I admit. You know, so I had stress. I had eating foods that don't work for me, all of these things yanking and banking me about. And it's not even just the disassociation, it's the overriding what my body's telling me, because I'm not in there well enough to listen. And then I ask myself, I need to jump back a second, because I knew I was going to have a little ADD show up in this talk. Why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because it's worked for me and it's helped me. But I'm going to go back to A Course in Miracles quote, if I can remember it. Michael, help. Which one? So we're not bodies, but we live in bodies. The other thing that the Course says is that over-identification with the body stresses the body out. This is what the Course says. The Course says we only have one problem. Let's just simplify this. We only have one problem, that our belief that we're separate from God. Okay, so this is what I found. It's that I can't hook up if I'm not in my temple. I just can't. And it came to me today, I thought, wow, you know, my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. There's a room full of temples here. Our bodies are temples for the Holy Spirit. That's profound, you know? And if you think about that, okay, so a temple is a structure. No structure I've ever seen didn't need maintenance, didn't need to be taken care of, didn't need to be honored. I mean, and if I think about a temple, I mean, everyone in this room has a spiritual nature and is wanting to nurture that spiritual nature, or you wouldn't be here. So if I had this temple, not only would I want to take care of it and love it, and I wouldn't diss it for having a brick loose, and I would want to hang out there. I mean, I love my meditation practices and all of that, and so why would I not want to be in my temple? And yes, sometimes, you know, when I've gone on spiritual retreats or whatever, the first thing I have to face is my pain. The first day of silent retreat, you guys all know, it's brutal because you're there with your mind. Your mind. And that's the thing that brings me to a practice, okay? So this is one of the things that makes me really disassociate is thinking, obsessing over a problem, even if it's something with my body. So what we're going to do, a little exercise, and I have no clock telling me what's going on. So over there? Okay. So I want you to pull up a problem, something that's bothering you. It shouldn't be hard. Just pull it up, okay? So start thinking about that. And notice where you feel yourself in your body. Okay. Are you feeling your feet on the floor? Or wherever your feet are, feel your feet. Now, I want you to try to simultaneously chew, and you might not be able to do this in this moment, but you can try this later. Simultaneously, try to chew on that problem and really feel your feet on the floor. I can't do it. I can't. And so something that you can try is every time you're chewing on the problem, feel your feet on the floor. Breathe down back into your feet. And then you've interrupted that habit. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, I will form good habits and become their slaves. I mean, and the slave part is just a joke. I mean, you're going to be a slave to whatever habit it is. And so if we have the habit of doing things, and they're just habits. Habits can be changed. So the things that make me disassociate when I'm stressed out, if I look at a computer for too long, mostly just worrying, stress, nervousness. When I was nervous. I probably still am. And I nipped out to the side and did one of my little grounding exercises that I teach all my singers, and I was like, damn, this stuff actually works. I feel better. You know, you can't... Sometimes the stress is like whatever it is, it's there. But if you can get back in your body, it's not going to bother you so much. And, I mean, it's going to be there when you can deal with it anyway. So using practices that get you back in your body just sort of take care of that disassociation problem. And even, you know, yesterday, so this is the other, I'm going to back up a second. So I said I'd do this talk, and then I've got the holiday hangover, and it's January, which is, you know, annual think about my own death month. And I'm thinking, you know, and then I'm thinking, so this is the other thing, when I'm thinking about how I'm going to die, I'm thinking about everything that happens from now until then. Talk about, like, that's awful. And I knew my brain chemistry was whacked, and so I upped the supplements to help my brain chemistry, and voila, I'm able to actually cope. And I'm like, okay, I'm giving this song, or this song, whatever, about being, staying in your body, so I better get to it, you know, because I had taken a vacation from practicing this stuff, and I have to practice it every day. And so some of the things that I do, I'm a swimmer, and so when I'm in the pool, I can check out and not even remember what I swam or what I did, or I can get in there and really be in my body. And there's a practice that I do where I'm swimming and, you know, I'm asking God to be with me, and then I just ask God to be me, you know, use my body the way it needs to be used. And it's amazing how, you know, we both fit in there, you know, and I'm able to feel that and even just saying that, I really feel my feet on the ground right now. This stuff it's very, very simple. So back to the feeling into your body when it doesn't feel good. I got a little rambunctious right after the holidays, and I had a little oops. I did yoga, went on a walk in deep snow, did a bunch of vacuuming, blah, 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 and I really re-injured my pelvic floor muscles, which you use for everything, opening drawers. And I've been in a lot of pain the last couple of weeks. I'm like, why is this happening? It's like, well, because you didn't listen. And I wasn't mindful of my temple. I wanted, as soon as I felt good, I wanted to just go to town. Let's go. I feel good. Well, you know, and then I didn't feel good, and then I kept vacuuming and shoveling, and I should have stopped and asked for help and trusted mindfulness, willingness, trust. Am I willing to trust that asking for help is okay? You know, so that because if I'm bypassing my pain signals in my body, I'm not in there. And then what am I not connected to? God, my other people. I'm out running around doing what my ego thinks I should be doing, not what I should be doing, which is staying in my temple, being good to myself, and trusting. So I was walking yesterday, and I was like, okay, we got to keep practicing this. If you're going to talk about it, you're going to practice it. And I let my awareness go down into my pelvis, and all I could do was cry. It was like, wow, this really hurts. This is really scary. What if this is it and can't vacuum anymore? It was like, well, so I cried, and then it was like I just got on with it. And so whatever, we're so afraid. I'll speak for myself. Sometimes I'm so afraid to live life on life's terms and to stay present that I just don't. But nothing really bad happens when I do. In fact, really good things happen. How am I doing? Okay. So I think I had these little things here about what these are, and I think I've gone over why it's a good thing to stay in your body. Because the other thing is, when you're not in your body, you're more likely to hurt yourself. I was rushing a couple days ago I wanted to try to walk my dog, which is interesting seeing that walking hurts me, but he's a Jack Russell, and if I don't walk him, it's not good. Not good around the house. So I'd already come in from, I don't know, whatever I did, swimming, and I got the tile and the side door wet. And I go, and I fall, and I completely smash one of my toes. And I'm like, oh, this is just great. Great. So I did my little tapping, what is it called, body talk thing, and I'm doing everything that I can do, and I'm putting arnica all over it. And the thing that's cool about this is that my toe is already better a couple days later. I'm like, well, if my toe can heal, the rest of me can heal. You know, it's like taking these, like, kind of crappy little situations and flipping them and saying, because, you know, the pelvic injury is scary to me. It's scary. But I'm like, well, my toe healed, so this just might take longer. It's a bigger surface area. And so it's, you know, but I... It's the mindfulness. It's the times when I'm spacing out that I'm going to hurt myself, I'm not paying attention, la, la, la. So I think probably everyone in this room knows what makes them feel more grounded in their body. You know, yoga, any kind of exercise that you do that's even repetitive. You can practice being in your body while it's repetitive, but then doing things that aren't repetitive, like walking in the woods and having to walk, watch where there's sticks and everything so that you don't fall. Yoga is great because if you don't pay attention, you're going to fall. You know, doing any kind of balancing pose, and that's partly why it's so grounding. So, on to the whole bit of loving our temple as it is. I noticed that I like watching action movies. I know that seems really weird because I abhor violence, but there's something about action movies and where, you know, the woman or the man has integrity. That's another thing, like watching people with character. And I can remember, like, oh, I really like this actor. He's kind of cute. You know, and I get to know this actor in this movie, and then I see them in a different movie with a different character. I'm like, oh, he's not nearly as good looking. You know, like, what's up with that? Or that woman, ew, I don't like her. And it's because our souls embody these bodies. So it's what's in it that shines out of it. You know, like whenever I'm being fussy about how I look, my dear husband says, Linda, you have a beautiful soul. And I appreciate that. And that's the part that counts. It really, really is. So I think it's easy. It's just so easy for us to judge ourselves and for the thing that, you know, it's just like, do you judge yourself for your sweater? Well, I guess some people would, like, oh, that sweater doesn't look good. It's a sweater. This is just this sweater. But I'm in it, you know? So it's like, I'll make this thing work because I have a beautiful soul, you know? And we all have beautiful souls. And our souls are connected to something. I mean, we're all connected. It's like I said the other day, I said, you know, I'm just a grain of sand on a beach with all the other grains of sand basking in the sun. You know, why would you judge a grain of sand? That would be pretty silly. So loving what is, one of the things that it's a really good practice for me with that is I get all like, wah, you know, my body hurts all the time and I'm tired. It's like, yeah, but I can still walk. I can swim. I mean, there's so many things that I can do that other people can't do. You know, I get like, I have a big butt. It's like, well, a lot of the population really likes that. That's a positive. You know, it's just like my body's high maintenance as far as health, but I get 3 haircuts a year. You know, I'm told I have sparkly blue eyes. You know, it's just like always flipping that thing about. And then here's the big thing. It's like, all the problems I've had with my body, I feel like sometimes a music teacher / like spiritual medical consultant, because people come into my studio and it's just like, whoa, okay, well, here's a resource, here's an idea, here's an exercise that you can do to get your body to feel better, because if their bodies don't feel good and they're not inhabiting it, then how are they supposed to sing or play piano? That's just in all of these grounding exercises that I do, even, you know, with piano players, like, I used to get so disassociated, all right, I'm almost done, that I couldn't even, I didn't know where I was, and I'm trying to play piano, I would forget things that I had written and played for 10 years, and then I finally learned to just press into the keys more, and then I was fine, you know, feel my butt on the stool, press into the keys, and then it all, you know, comes through, and I can't, you know, I've been practicing and playing with this thing about the other last thing I think would be fun to do is, I made that point. I'm grateful for the problems that I've had because they've helped other people. And that's all that matters. It's like I helped someone else. This is great. I'm not saying bring it on, because I still have plenty. But to think about one last little exercise. Think about something you don't like about your body. And notice where your attention goes. Notice where that's coming from. And then think about something you're grateful about your body. Which took you up into your head and which took you into your body? Where can you feel your feet? Where do you just feel like, whoa? So hopefully I've given you some little things that you can do. I hope to someday give a little love offering breathing movement class, because the things that I teach with the breathing and the movement are profound to me. And it seemed like the class that did it before and the people that I've taught it to have benefited greatly. So, but we don't have enough room and enough time. So thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful. Namaste.